WJTL Supertones, brand new thing. Lydia Laird, This I Know, Jesus Loves Me. Good morning, Mindy and Fred with you, 721.
Your weather forecast for this Thanksgiving Eve. Sunshiny skies today, high of 52. Clear overnight tonight, low of 28. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, 52. Once again, currently it is 29.
Our friend Milt Stolzfus is here. Milt, the coordinator of spiritual nurture at Friendship Community. Good morning again, Milt.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you here.
Thank you. So good to be here.
Thank you for taking time out of being with Friendship and being Santa Claus. You're Santa Claus a couple places this year.
Well, I've done Santa for about a dozen years now, and it's always a joy to
put on that
red suit and cheer up some kids.
Yeah, that's really wonderful.
They cheer me up. Absolutely.
Tell us about Friendship Community.
Well, Friendship Community is a Christian ministry that supports individuals who experience disability, specifically intellectual disabilities and autism. And we have different programs throughout Lancaster and Lebanon counties, including residential services, the Friendship Heart Gallery, a variety of day programs and services that we offer to support those folks.
And you were saying because of COVID, you have some new staff that have never seen your Christmas program, and you were regaling them with stories, and you just said there's so many great stories. Can you share one with us? Because I know whenever you come, you bring great stories.
Absolutely. Well, 2019 was the last year that we had our annual Christmas drama, which we hold each year. This year, it'll be December the 2nd, Friday,
okay.
Coming up.
So Friday a week.
And our individuals will dress up in costume, and we will act out the Christmas story spontaneously, no rehearsals. I interview the characters, and we try to get a perspective of what their thoughts are about the characters they're portraying. A couple years ago, one of our wise men were coming up to present their gifts to Jesus. And so I stopped them and I said, hey, where are you guys coming from? And that kind of, and they were telling me where they were coming from. And I said, well, what are you bringing to Jesus? And the one said, gold. And the other says, frankincense. And the third gentleman just stopped and paused. And he went, I think I'm going to give him diapers.
Well,
and, well, of course, that kind of reaction brings everybody down. We've already had, when Joseph and Mary come to the inn, we have a little door they come to knock on.
Yeah.
And we've already had the innkeeper just totally change his tune and say, come on in. We have plenty of room. You know, and they want to be hospitable.
Story.
So we have to sort of adapt a bit. And then one year, I do remember Mary was not very excited about going to the barn. She wanted to really stay in the inn. And then in the following year, there was a Mary who said, oh, this will be fine. We'll make it work.
Yeah.
You know, and so get those different comments and stories along the way. Or a shepherd, when you turn around and you see he's videotaping the audience with his camera. So there's always different kinds of experiences that we have. And so we want to invite anybody to come out and join us on Friday, December the 2nd at Hempfield Church of the Brethren, which is located at 1186 Stevens Street in Mannheim. At 7 o'clock is our start time to come and experience what I consider to be one of my favorite and first Christmas programs of the season.
Yeah.
It's not glitzy, it's not glamorous, but we believe it can bring joy, tears, laughter, and worship. And that is a fantastic thing. So more information at friendshipcommunity.net or give us a call at 717-656-2466.
Now, I know throughout the year you guys also do things. Are you back to doing those post-COVID where your crew will go out and do creative movement and worship? And
we are back to doing many of our activities together, but we have not started our friendship worship team back up again. Number of changes in years. With some interest and volunteers and...
But
it is something that we want to reboot again, but it may look different than what it was. Life changes.
Life changes for all of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
But we are glad and so excited. There's so much excitement from our individuals and from our team members around this Christmas program December 2nd.
Yeah. December the 2nd, it's happening. And it's all the information at friendshipcommunity.net. Hempfield Church of the Brethren.
Exactly.
Is the place where it's going to be. What time does it start?
7 p.m.
And it's completely free. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Milt, we always love it when you come here. Thanksgiving to you and Lois.
And happy Thanksgiving to you and your families and to all of the listeners. We so appreciate WJTL.
Safe travels as you head to Western PA.
Yeah, thank you.
Back to the music with CeCe Winans. I've Got Joy. WJTL. Good morning.